Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An accusation from Russia's President Vladimir Putin is suggesting that the United States wants to dominate international relations, but says his government is, quoting now, always open to cooperation. Mr. Putin spoke Thursday in a live question and answer session on Russian television. Referring to the United States, Mr. Putin said, again quoting, major superpowers that claim their uniqueness and consider themselves the only center of power in the world need vassals, not allies, end of quote. Thousands of people marched through the South African city of Durban on Thursday to protest recent anti-immigration violence. The violence has left five people dead and thousands displaced. In a suburb of Johannesburg, police fired rubber bullets and tear gas to disperse a crowd of anti-immigrant protesters. Al-Qaeda militants have taken control of a major airport in Yemen's southern city of Mukalla. Officials say the Al-Qaeda fighters faced little resistance. Yemeni's vice president, meanwhile, is calling for peace talks, as we hear from Heather Murdoch.
From Saudi Arabia Thursday, Vice President Khalid Baha called for new peace talks.
We are still hoping that there is no ground campaign will be along with the air campaign. This is what we are hoping.
He calls on Yemeni people to abandon tribal loyalties in favor of national unity. But the fighting rages on between Houthi militants and their allies, and the allies of the internationally recognized government. Saudi Arabia has been conducting airstrikes in Yemen for weeks on the side of the government, and rival regional power Iran is believed to be on the Houthi side. Heather Murdoch, Cairo.
Also today, a major oil terminal in southern Yemen fell under the control of the militants. This is VOA.